Missouri's Secretary of State has now approved more than a dozen petitions related to the taxing of tobacco products. But as Alana Gordon reports from Kansas City, a lot fewer are likely to end up in circulation. And of those remaining, the aims may be very different.
It's pretty common for groups to file several versions of a petition. That's certainly the case for Misty Snodgrass with the American Cancer Society, who's leading efforts to raise Missouri's cigarette tax from 17 cents a pack, the lowest in the country, to 90 cents.
On our behalf, I would say it's upwards of probably 10 or 15, but we will only be running with one version.
Snodgrass says the petition differences are technical, but expects to start collecting signatures on one by next month. Two other petition efforts have also gotten state approval. One that would only affect taxes on small tobacco companies has been withdrawn. The organizer says he has no plans to resubmit one. The other approved petitions would let cities set and control taxes on tobacco products. The state currently preempts that. I'm Alana Gordon.